the Lord of the armies. And so whatever we are going through, God says, I've got an army that is equipped to come alongside in whatever issue you're dealing with. I got an army that specializes in it. You need healing? I got an army that specializes in that. You got some financial issues? Hey, I got another army that specializes in that.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. We thank you for joining us today for the first half of We Might Wobble, But We Don't Fall Down. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of We Might Wobble, But We Don't Fall Down.
As we come this morning, we're going to look in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 41. Isaiah chapter 41. And in the book of Isaiah chapter 41, and we want to read this morning verse 10. Isaiah 41 and verse 10. And we read in the word of God, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And in this verse, we have the promise that God will uphold us, that he will not let us fall. And so the title of my message today is, We Might Wobble, But We Won't Fall Down. As I was reflecting back over this last week and thinking about some situations that might cause people to wobble, I was looking at the news and saw that there were people who had their worlds rocked this week. And you know, anytime that you have your world rocked, that can leave you reeling, that can leave you wobbling. And so I began to put these things down. And the first one was there was some men on scooters in London, and they were riding down the street, and they threw acid in five people's face. And I thought to myself, you know, that's something that will rock your world. That's something that will leave you wobbling back and forth. Then we all know the weather that has been taking place in the Midwest, and I was looking at the situation in Chicago, and the headline said, flash flood hits northern suburb of Chicago. And it showed how that, you know, people's homes were being flooded out. And, you know, we think sometimes we have problems, and how the water was rushing in, and, you know, some people had 1 or 2 feet of water in their basements, and their houses were ruined. And I looked at this one situation where a appliance store had flooded, and all the appliances in the store were ruined, and the man's business was over. He had to shut his business down. His world was rocked. And then, if you've been following the story here in Pennsylvania about the four men that were missing, and now they ended up finding these men, and the headline said, man admits to killings of four missing men in Pennsylvania. And him and his cousin, they killed these four men and buried three of them in a 12-foot hole. And so you think that here these families are, you know, we look at the news, but, you know, here are families that are left to feel the tragedy that has just taken place. Their worlds are being rocked. They can leave them in a state of teetering back and forth. And then this one just blew me away, is that, and I watched this, they showed it on TV, where it was on film, this massive sinkhole opened up. And you could stand there, or sit there in my living room, and I watched this house being sunk down into a hole, and the house just crumbled. And you know, if you ever saw, it looked like this hole just ate this house, and it just took it down. And here's a family that got out just in time, and yet and still their world is rocked. And then they were even houses around them. They told the people that they needed to evacuate, and they weren't letting them back in because they didn't know how powerful this sinkhole was. And then yesterday I was looking at the news, and it said 3 killed in Hawaii apartment fire. And these individuals weren't able to get out in this high rise that had no water, no sprinklers in it. And 3 people lost their lives. And so, you know, when you think about all those headlines, and we could go on and on and on about the headlines. You know, I'm sure that you could say, well, my headline could be up there also, that I'm dealing with something in my life. I'm dealing with something right now where my world has been rocked. You know, I think of what Reverend Angel said when he was leading the prayer time, that all of us come in today and we got something going on. There's something that we have to deal with in our life. And so here's an example of people who have had their worlds rocked. And maybe you have had your world rocked. But let me give you some good news that according to our verse this morning, it says that God will uphold us. And then even as we look at the fact that God is holding us up, and if you look at your life, and you can honestly sit there and say that I know that my life is in God's hand, and that no matter what comes my way, that my life is in the hand of God, and if he's holding me up, then I don't have to worry about falling. Look what the scripture says. In 2 Samuel 22:37 and Psalm 18:36, it says, he keeps your feet from slipping. That sometimes we are standing on a banana peel, one foot on the banana peel, the other foot in the grave, and we're getting ready to slip, but we serve a God who's there to hold us up and to keep us from falling. He will not allow your foot to be moved. Psalm 121 and verse 3. Thank God that he allows us to walk in an even place. He allows us to walk in a steady place. And then the verse that I quote every Sunday after I get finished preaching, where it says, unto him who is able to keep you from falling. Amen. Unto him who is able to keep you from falling. And so we see in our text this morning that we have the precious promise that God says he will uphold us with his righteous right hand. As we look at the background of this passage, a couple things going on here. So let's look at this as we lay the foundation for what we're about to look at. In Isaiah 41, God is calling the nations to come to face with their judgment. That they have lived wickedly, they have done wickedly. And in verse 1, God says that I'm getting ready to bring judgment, and it's coming down. It's going to fall upon you. And then he said in verses 2 through 4 that he would bring a destroyer from the east to execute his righteous judgment. Now, instead of the people turning to God, they came together in verses 5 through 7. And they created idols. And not only did they create idols, but they began to worship the idols. And not only did they worship the idols, but they began to trust the idols. And God moves into verses 8 and 9. And he begins to talk about his people who had been influenced by these nations around them. And God said that I'm going to let you go into captivity. I'm going to allow you to be taken off into a land that is not yours. But I just want you to remember that I'm going to bring you back from the ends of the earth. And the reason I'm going to bring you back is because I have a covenant with you through my servant Abraham, and that you are children of Abraham. You are my servants, and I'm going to bring you back one day. And then, I love this. He says, no matter what you're going through, when you're in another land, when you're going through situations that are overwhelming and that are hard to handle. And so let's just all stop for a moment. What situation are you going through today? You know, I put up 5 stories of tragic things that happened to people over the last couple days. As I said earlier, maybe you can put what's happened to you up there. What are you going through? What has happened that has rocked your world? I think all of us are sitting here. And if we think, maybe it hasn't been the last week or so, but maybe if we go back over the last month, the last couple of months, that there has been something that has come into our lives that has just shaken us and has causing us to reel back and forth. God told his people, he told his people that no matter what you're going through, no matter whatever comes against you, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And so that leads me to my first point, and that is, you might wobble in what you're going through. You might wobble, but do not fear. Do not fear. He says, fear not, for I am with thee. David Jeremiah, in his book, What Are You Afraid Of?, he has 10 chapters in there. And in each one of those chapters, he lists things, and they all begin with D, that people fear. God said, fear not, for I am with thee. He talked about disaster, the fear of natural calamity. He talked about disease, the fear of a serious illness. There are people in this congregation right now that are going through times of suffering physically. They're going through situations that have devastated their bodies. And it's very easy for us, maybe while we're in good health, to begin to fear that that same thing will happen to us. The fear of financial collapse, debt. And maybe you have a fear of the impending financial doom that might be on the horizon. The fear of defeat. That's the fear of failure. Disconnection, the fear of being alone. Disapproval, the fear of rejection. Danger, the fear of sudden trouble. Depression, the fear of a mental breakdown. Death, the fear of dying. And then deity, the fear of God. Is there something up there that touches you this morning? Is there something that you can say, as I read each one of those individually, that you could raise your hand and you can say, Pastor Glaze, that one is true of my life. That's a fear that I have. God said, fear not, for I am with thee. Fear not, I am with thee. I was reading a story about the Golden Gate Bridge and how that this was the longest and biggest suspension bridge in the world at that time. I believe it was in 1937. And what had happened is that while they were working on it, 23 men lost their lives. 23 men fell from working on the bridge and died. And so in the middle of the project, they did something that was quite expensive. They built a net underneath the bridge so that it would prevent those individuals, if they did fall, from being killed. And at the end of the project, somebody said, well, that was quite a costly net. And 10 men said, but it wasn't costly enough, because 10 men fell off of the bridge after that, and they fell into the net. And the story went on to say that not only did these 10 men have their lives saved, but check this out. it said that they finished the project a lot faster than they would have. You know the reason? It's because the workers did not have a fear of falling. Wow. They did not have a fear of falling. Somebody listen to me today. God is our net. God is our net. And even though we might wobble, even though we might sway back and forth, that if we find ourselves beginning to fall, oh, hallelujah, we have a safety net that will catch us and break our fall and allow us to be safe in the midst of what we're going through. And that's why he said, look at that, fear not. Why? I am with thee. Fear not. I am with thee. You might wobble, but you don't have to fear. The second thing that we see is that you might wobble. He says, well, what? Don't be dismayed. Don't be dismayed. This word dismayed comes from a Hebrew word that means to be in a state of great alarm or panic. What are you going through? He said, be not dismayed, that there's no need for you to be in a state of alarm or panic. Wow. And many of us, we don't heed what the word of God says. And we scratch our head and we pull our hair out and we fret and we worry. And God said, don't be dismayed. Don't panic. Don't be filled with terror. For I am your God. I am your God. Do you need peace today? Hey, hey, hey. He's Jehovah Shalom. I am your God. Do you need provisions today? What are you lacking today? I just came by 7745 Tioga Street to tell you this morning that he's Jehovah Jireh. And he can meet all your needs. Do you need guidance today? Maybe you are dealing with a situation and you don't know what to do. You don't know how to choose it. You don't know which way to go. Let me tell you, he's Jehovah Rohi. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He'll guide you and he'll direct you. Do you need healing today? Thank God that Jehovah Rapha is in the house, the God that heals you. Do you need victory today? We have a God whose name is Jehovah Nisi, and he's able to lift us up. And I just put a couple names up there, but we could go on and on. God said that you need not be dismayed, for I am with you. I'm your God. Is he your God today? Is this what I'm up here preaching about? Is he your God? If he is your God, then you need not be dismayed. Let me show you a couple guys that weren't dismayed, that they just resting. They were just trusting. On Monday, my wife and I took our grandkids to Kennywood. And as you all know what happened, right? Rain all week. Rain. So it was raining right then. It was raining. And here are these two fellas. There you go. They could care less. They went to sleep. And they didn't care, or they didn't know who was going to push them around. They didn't know who was going to keep them out of the rain. They didn't know. All they did, they just went to sleep, and they went to sleep knowing this, that somebody had it taken care of. Somebody had it taken care of. And in the midst of all these people, in the midst of rain, they just rested and went to sleep. Isn't that what God, isn't that what he's saying? Be not dismayed, for I am your God. Hey, I got this. God said, yeah, here you are, you're fretting. Psalm 37, verse 7 says, rest in the Lord. And here you are fretting and worried about things. And God said, man, I got this. Just go ahead and rest. And it blows my mind. These two fellas right here. Oh, if you go back. It blows my mind. These two fellas right here. Look at them. Somebody is going to push this stroller. Somebody is going to keep me out of the rain. Somebody is going to keep me safe. And you know what? I have so much confidence that it's going to happen. I'm just going to go to sleep. I'm just going to go to sleep. My brothers and sisters, be not dismayed, God says, for I am with thee. God got this. You might wobble, but God says, I will strengthen you. He says, I will strengthen you. The word strengthen means to be strong, to stand victorious, to be a conqueror. That God says, I'm going to bring you through this. That no matter what you go through, I'm going to give you the victory in the midst of it. There was a man who was dealing with cancer, and he was about to die. Someone said to him, sorry that you are losing your battle with cancer. Losing, the man replied. He said, since I've had cancer, my fellowship with God has never been sweeter. Since I have cancer, I wake up each morning with the joy of the Lord in my heart, thanking God for another day. Since I've had cancer, I've had the opportunity to encourage many saints and lead several people to the Lord. He said, I wouldn't call having cancer fighting a losing battle. I would call having victory over cancer. All depends how you look at it. Here this man was about to meet his maker in a little while. Cancer was going to take him out. And somebody said, man, I'm sorry that you are losing your battle with cancer. He said, I'm not losing the battle. I'm not losing the battle. And then he went on to give these reasons why he was not losing the battle. And why was it? Because God said, I will strengthen thee. I will strengthen thee. That he was walking through his battle in victory. Was nothing at this point that he could do about the cancer. Nothing he could do except commit it to the Lord, knowing that his life was soon going to be over. But yet and still, God strengthened him in the midst of what he was going through. I will strengthen thee. See, a lot of times, and you know, as a pastor, it weighs on my spirit because many times, When somebody is healed, they say, well, praise God, he brought me through. God healed me. And praise God that he does heal and that he does heal people of cancer. And I thank God for that. But I've seen it happen on many occasions where another person with just as much faith as that person that got healed, walking just as close to God as that person that got healed, and they left here. And so sometimes the victory is not in the healing. The victory is not in the healing, but it's in the attitude. It's in the love. And would to God that, I'm going to say me first and...
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of We Might Wobble, But We Don't Fall Down. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's message, We Might Wobble, But We Don't Fall Down, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request We Might Wobble, But We Don't Fall Down. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request We Might Wobble, But We Don't Fall Down. Or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 6 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, Visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. As we conclude today's broadcast, let me remind you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.